in all the big decisions you've had to make along your way, have you ever made a good decision when your confidence was down?
No.
Once, like, can you say, I walked in, my head was down, your physiology's changed, you're like a little nervous. Like, you just don't make good decisions when your confidence is down.
Welcome to the Dean Graziosi Show. All success starts right here.
You have this concept of protect your confidence. I've never heard anybody say it like that before. Yeah. Why is that so important?
Because I think, I mean, in all the big decisions you've had to make along your way, have you ever made a good decision when your confidence was down?
No.
Once, like, can you say, I walked in, my head was down, your physiology's changed, you're like a little nervous. Like, you just don't make good decisions when your confidence is down. And I don't think it's like we're either confident or not confident. I think it's like if confidence is 100%, if our confidence is 95%, we play smaller. I know with me, like, big opportunities come. If I'm not in that, like, space, I'm like, you know what, guys, let's hold, like, I won't make smart decisions. So I think we have to do everything in our power to protect our confidence. So that theory of protecting your confidence has been a major thing in my head always. In fact, I have we all have our own morning routines. Maybe not everybody, but I have a morning routine that I have to do to get me to play. The way I look at it is play offense for the day, not play defense with lower confidence.
What does that look like?
I've tried a lot of variations, and for me, it's if I immediately when I wake up, I can't check my phone. In fact, I put it on airplane mode and I move it. I got that from Ariana Huffington, who's amazing, and she's like, "Is your phone still by your bed?" She goes, "Airplane mode on the other side of the room." You know, so that, and then I just know so many people roll over and grab their phone, and to me that's like Russian roulette. You put a bullet in the gun and you spin it. It's like, what if the email says the deal didn't happen, numbers are down, life's not working out? Like, and immediately for me, it's like you open up and this little box is going to dictate the first couple hours or maybe the whole day by what you see. So I just won't look at my phone when I first wake up. But when I first open my eyes, this is all, and I like doing things quick for me because I want to get to the gym because it's the only time of day I'll go. If I try to wait till the afternoon, it doesn't work for me. So as soon as I wake up, I immediately try to think of something I'm grateful for, which everybody knows that and thinks about it. But I play this game myself on how far I can lower the bar, meaning I try to do a gratitude journal about 3 years ago. And after about 5 weeks, I ran out of stuff to say. I'm like, I already wrote my kids and this and life. Like, what did I put in here? Like, and then I was like, wow, 150,000 people die every single day. You can Google it. That's the number. It's like, some days I wake up and I'm just like, I'm here. Awesome. And I feel that silly little thing like I'm here. Or I'll be like, oh my God, the sheets feel softer than they've ever felt. And I'll literally think to myself, these sheets are really good. Like, what, a third of the world sleeps on a dirt floor? And I have sheets and an amazing bed and look at the view I have? And that's enough, just because the way I know it is I'm just tweaking my brain enough to be in a grateful place. It doesn't have to be this for me, and you guys might have better practices. I'm not talking about a half hour gratitude meditation. I just need one little thing, or I pick up a book. If I'm reading one of the books that you have on the shelf, I'll just pick three sentences and read something empowering, and I'll get that state of mind from my brain. And then I think about one win I had the day before, because I know as entrepreneurs, as somebody searching for success, we never give ourselves credit. We never treat a friend the way we treat ourselves. It's like, I know I've had days I've gone till 10 o'clock at night and go, man, I got nothing done today. It was the biggest lie. Like, we beat ourselves up. We just were like these racehorses. We wouldn't even treat a racehorse that we owned as bad as we treat ourselves, right? So I wake up and I'll do a quick little gratitude and I'll say, what was one win yesterday that I accomplished? And I'm like, wow, you did do that yesterday. And then I'll think of one win I want to do that day. Like, what? I'm going to need a million things done today, but what's a must today that would be a great win? And then for me, then I immediately go downstairs in my house and I drink. I felt like I fed my mind and then I want to feed my body. So for me, I've been doing the same drink forever. I do apple cider vinegar, lemon, MCT oil, a scoop of green powder, and mix that up and I down that. And then I immediately got to go to the gym.
If you like today's podcast, then you're going to love being a part of my texting community. What's that mean? You could text me right now at 480-490-19, or it should be below right here, and it comes directly to my phone. It doesn't go to my team, it comes to me. I've been absolutely loving the interaction. I send out some cool things. About once a week I text, nothing but things to get your week going, to get your mind thinking. And when we have new videos and things like that, I always text my community first. It has absolutely been a blast, and I'd love for you to do it right now. Text me, 480-400-9019. Do it. Text me.